Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast. My name's Richard, as you know anyway. Hope you are doing well out there. Now, first off, I want to apologise for not having a podcast on Sunday. Had a really, really busy day having to collect a chicken, do some gardening, Mother's Day, so we had both our parents round at the live show with Digwell, which went down really, really well. But I woke up Sunday morning with a bit of a headache that got worse and worse throughout the day. By the time I'd finished, I just couldn't face staring at a screen any longer. And unfortunately, this headache did last till Tuesday. I'm getting these headaches a bit more often. I'm feeling better, much better now. But these headaches, I do seem to last for 3 days. And I know what it is. I've got to get proper night's sleep. So, yeah, just wanted to apologise for that. I hope you understand. Now, on Sunday, I was going to talk about growing carrots because I actually sowed some carrots. So I'm going to do that tonight instead. Now, carrots are a great addition to any vegetable garden or allotment, and they are pretty easy to grow. But first of all, what you need is a sunny spot with well-draining soil. Carrots prefer very loose, well-draining soil, free of rocks and other debris. So if your soil is really, really heavy, like I've got a very heavy clay, it might be worth adding some sand or some compost to improve drainage. Luckily, I have been adding compost over the years, and our soil is now just getting to that point. I think carrots are going to do okay by it. Now, we always prepare the soil before we sow, just by raking it over, removing any large rocks and just dropping down or chopping up large clumps of soil. Like I said, they do need a nice loose soil bed to grow properly. So really, really preparing your soil beforehand is essential. Now, once the soil is ready, sow the carrots thinly. You want to go about a centimetre deep and cover with a light layer of soil once they are sown. Water the seeds regularly, keep the soil moist, which isn't a problem at the moment, but make sure they are not waterlogged. Now, I did say to sow the carrot seeds thinly, but what I've actually done is I've sown my carrot seeds quite thick. And the reason for this is that what I find happens, if you've got a hard clay soil like I have, when it rains or gets wet, it tends to cap over. If you're sowing carrot seeds quite thinly, a single carrot seed is trying to break through that soil. Well, by sowing them thickly, you've got more than one and they're all working together to break that soil. Now, this does mean that you do have to thin them out as they grow and later on down the line. But many people I find struggle with the germination of carrots. But once they are germinated, it is easy. Now, carrots can be a little bit slow, especially at this time of year. We can sow these carrots between March and June. I personally will be sowing some every month from now on in, just to try and make sure we've got carrots all year round. But like I said, they will take a few weeks to emerge, and once they reach about 2-3 centimeters tall, that's when we start to thin them out. I start off with about a centimeter apart and then gradually work it up to 5 centimeters apart as they grow. Reason being is that I do like to eat some of the thinnings that we take out, some of the young carrots that we remove. And if you do that as soon as they are that 2-3 centimeters tall, you don't get many thinnings. But if you do it to like a 1 centimeter apart and gradually remove more as you go, you just get a few more sowings. Now, the reason we thin out carrots is, of course, to give them room to grow and develop properly. Now, all carrots need to make sure they grow healthy is plenty of water and sunlight. They need about 6 hours of sunlight every day. So a sunny spot is needed, but you'd be surprised how much of a garden does get 6 hours of sunlight every day. When it comes to watering, just water them regularly. That's particularly important if you don't want your carrots to break or crack, and especially during hot weather. But as as carrots will grow, as we said, free draining soil, the roots will grow to try and find water further down. Now, finally, keep an eye for pests and diseases. Carrot fly can be a bit of a problem in the UK. So consider placing over a fine mesh or fleece to protect the plants from these pests, just so that they can't lay any eggs and burrow into the carrots. The other thing you can do is to grow your carrots up higher. Carrot fly can't fly above a meter, and so that might be something to look at. Now, this weekend, got lots planned for this weekend. As I said, on last weekend, I collected a chicken, I rehomed a chicken. And she came with a chicken coop, an omelette chicken coop, which we have brought the run and the connection kit to add it to our chicken run. So I'm going to be doing that at the weekend. Martha, the new chicken, is still in isolation. She can't go with the others just yet, but eventually she will do that. Now, that's the big project for this weekend. I am on call this weekend, so I'm hoping it's going to be okay. Saturday morning, I'm planning to go down the allotment extra early. I'm talking like 7 o'clock in the morning, which is what I did on Sunday. Do a couple of hours down there. Potatoes are in. Got those in the garden. In the ground, sorry. So what I'm planning to do is just a bit of weeding, a bit of tidying up, clearing away a few bits and getting it ready. We've had problems, actually, with the vandals breaking into our allotment this week, so I've got to check on that. And then Saturday and Sunday at home, as I said, it's going to be about building the chicken run, tidying things up in the garden, getting it ready. We are right now about to start warming up. We are really ready to really crack on and get this growing season underway. So it's going to be very much about pricking out some more of my Brussels sprouts, my cabbages, etc., etc., and getting the cold frames ready so that I can move some of these plants out to there to free up some space in our greenhouse. Our greenhouse at home is incredibly full at the moment. I need to make some room. Now, talking of seeds and seedlings, I actually pricked out our rhubarb seedlings that we sowed back in January. I finally got around to doing it earlier this week, and they all seem to be doing well. We've got a good load of rhubarb, far more than what we're ever going to need. So we're going to be trying to do something with those other plants. The celery has germinated, as has the aubergine as well. So everything now is really starting to germinate and starting to probably going to need pricking out a lot more. So yeah, all hands on deck when it comes to seed sowing at the moment. Luckily, I do have next week off from work, although I am on call, but I've got a lot of things that I want to do to just get everything out the way so this growing season I can concentrate on growing. Now let me know what your to-do list is for this weekend too. Now the final thing that I want to mention to you guys today as well. Now, Gardener's World, they do a few shows throughout the year, and every April the last couple of years, they have one at Bewley, and this year is no different. I'm going on Friday, but I do have a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Sunday, the April 30th event. Now, this is going out on the main podcast as well, so what I'm going to be doing is a competition on the main podcast. But you guys, as supporting members, you don't have to enter the competition. All I need to know is if you are going to be available to attend this so I can put your name in the hat. This is going to, as I said, Sunday, April the 30th at Bewley in the New Forests, nearish Southampton. Entrance time is going to be 9:30. And it's just a pair of tickets for two adults. So if that is something you are interested in or you want to go, let me know. Email me, Richard at the Veg Grow Podcast, and say, yes, I want my name in the hat. And I'll put your name straight in the hat. As I said, people who aren't supporting members, they will have to enter like everybody else. So this is an opportunity for you guys. In fact, I might make sure I put your name in the hat twice just to add a bit more chance for you guys winning, because I feel you guys do more to help. Well, that is it for tonight's episode of the Thursday Night Veg Grower Supporters Club podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will be back on Sunday, everything being well. I know I say that, and I do my utmost to make sure I get one out, but sometimes things do get in the way. Anyway, we will be doing a live show on Sunday as well, which we're talking about homemade pesticides. So if you want to join in for that as well, that would be great. Well, guys, you take care, and I'll see you again next time.